on April the 9th, 1995. And I'll start back at the beginning of that last paragraph. The U.S. produces more food than any other nation in the world. Yet, according to Dr. Thomas Perrin, Jr., 40% of the population suffers from malnutrition. How can this be true? The majority of people get enough to eat. Evidently, the food eaten does not have enough of the right minerals and vitamins in it to keep them healthy. What causes food to lack these necessary elements? Investigators have found that food is no richer in minerals than the soil from which it comes. Depleted soils will not produce healthy, nutritious plants. Plants suffering from mineral deficiencies will not nourish healthy animals. Mineral-deficient plants and undernourished animals will not support our people in health. Poor soils perpetuate poor people physically, mentally, and financially. Aton says, 1945. Perrin's observation was in 1945. In 1950, the U.S. Department of Agriculture put out a handbook, Composition of Foods, revised it in 1963, then put a new cover on it in 1975 and called it Handbook of the Nutritional Contents of Foods. To my knowledge, there has been no revision as of 1980. The agricultural chemicals industry, which has been running U.S. Department of Agriculture for decades, probably wouldn't like to see an updated mineral comparison with the 1963 figures. However, the protein content is high or low in just about the same proportion as the minerals. This is so because just about all the minerals are used in the proteins called enzymes, which in turn are catalysts which assist in making all of the other protein compounds. So with the protein in corn down from the poor protein content of about 9% in 1963 to 6% now in 1980, the mineral content must also have dropped about 33%. Malnutrition of 40% in 1945 has risen to about 100% in 1980. Aton says, so where do you think it might be of today, in 1995? The malnutrition which Perrin observed in 1945 is a reflection of the fact that many American soils were collapsing in crop protein yields. Soil microorganism protoplasm proteins. William Albrecht, the Albrecht Papers, page 276, published by Acres USA, noted that Kansas wheat dropped from a range of 10 to 19% protein in 1940 to a range of 9 to 15% protein in 1949. In 1940, the western half of Kansas produced wheat ranging from 15 to 19%. In 1949, only five counties had wheat as high as 15% protein.
While we're on the subject of wheat, please, I want you to make sure that Ron Traley knows that. Don't sweat it. Dave Overton and Wendell, there's several ones with the apparatus already available as soon as we can do some shifting and so forth. He's not to spend more time concerning himself over beaming or frequency treatment of the fields. It's one reason we put the coal on there, because you're going to have a frequency of on a ratio scale, let us say from 100 to 20,000 or something, you're going to get a ratio reading of 10,000 frequency from that coal that you put on there. And from the minerals, you're going to kick it up on even higher. Now, spelt will take all of the frequency that you can put into it, because it is the only grain on the face of your planet that can alchemize its own needs. But there has to be something in that soil from which it can draw. And that's why you need the mineralization coming out of the desert areas, where you have some virgin soil and some special needs which allows the alchemy to take place. So there's some reason that we do the things we do. He is terribly concerned because he can't find all of his father's work, where his father always won all of the awards for the finest wheat. That is so long ago now that it holds almost no value, even in discussion. The major, major elite Kosarian corporations, such as Marine Midland, what is it? Daniels, Archer Daniels Midland. What is Marine Midland?
It's a bank.
Oh. They're all attached, aren't they?
Sounds like it.
So data flows. They control basically all of the grain that is produced in the United States and Canada. A lot of it has been sold off and transferred to Russia, and a lot of it to China. You're without. And through the weather control, you have lost crop after crop after crop, and you don't even realize it. You may have production, but because of the flooding of the lands, you are losing topsoil, which is incredibly wasteful, and bringing you down to even the non-treated soil. So even though you may produce a good crop, you are not producing a good crop. And to fill bellies is one thing, but malnutrition is quite another. And if the body is not nourished, the mind will fail. This is why you have lopsided mineralization. You will have things like Alzheimer's. It will get into this subject here in a minute, of lack of zinc, which gives you arthritis. And you cannot pick and choose. You can use supplements, but you cannot even guide or have a guide for supplementation. It's better than nothing, but you cannot reach out there and get a pinch of this and a pinch of that and do what the body does from whole food. But it's a start. And at the same point, you have to have an enzyme system to pick up. You need DHEA. Let's see. Dehydroepiandrosterone. Anybody in here help me? Does that sound right?
Yes. Close. DHEA will do.
Well, let's hear you say it, Rick. We need some, and you can't get it over here. You can get it from England, overseas somewhere you can get it. And you need some. We'll program it into until it's available here. You can get it there, and it's quite legal. But you just cannot give or sell it or do whatever, you know. And they know that it's worthy, or they wouldn't have those restrictions on it.
Commander?
Yes.
I know a place where you can get it.
Good.
I'll send you the address.
Well, all I need are a couple of tablets. The rest of you need to order some, because you need to be on it. You cannot utilize some of these other foods without it, and I consider it the hormone of perfection. If you had none of the others, you could still survive with this one. Because if you have it, and you have it in a utilizable form, in conjunction with Gondriana, I can guarantee it reprograms every cell. But you see, they're going to keep you stripped. But there are just some things that cannot stop you from having without taking away even your water supply. That would be a good thing, if they just took away your water supply. And all of you, take very careful care when you come into these purification systems. They sound really good. The most pure water on the face of the earth. Reverse osmosis taken a step farther through ceramics. Be careful. You are demineralizing yourself more. So don't do all of these silly things. If you want the taste and the purification of these systems, use it, but do not use it in wholeness. Make your drinks with it. Make your flavor things with it. But treat your water with hydrogen peroxide, colloidal silver, something that purifies the water without chlorine. The chlorine in your water you need to offset with a little bit of fluoride. Toothpaste is absolutely adequate. Stop making a big production of this. You overdo, you bring farther out of balance your systems. You need DHEA. We can program it into the Gondrana. But you need the particulate in there. Here's where we kind of drift apart. I insist on particulate in these products because Joe Blow out there in South Africa cannot program his DRIAs. The particulate must be in there. Many of the better alchemists can energize. Well, what are you going to do when that alchemist is not there to energize? I'm not going to be there to do it either. So you're going to have to work, and this is one reason why no miracles fall all over you. You've got to create these things, and you have got to do it so that you can do it into infinity, if necessary. And that requires particulate. And EJ, you're going to find you need a lump of charcoal run through that hydrogen peroxide. It cuts down the fizzing not to put it in there, and the boiling, and you don't have the cauldron activity without it in there, and that makes it a little safer and easier to ship. But diluted, you should not have any trouble. If Dave Overton got his four bottles the other day and they didn't explode, then you're okay. If you let it set itself up and finish its processing. But you need to pass a lump of nothing but charcoal. Get it out of your fireplace and run it through there. You only need to leave it in there, you know, 3 seconds. And you'll pick up the frequency in that pot and cause that reaction to be able to complete itself to the point that you need, so that you're not overburdening the body. You don't want too much silver particulate in your body, and you don't want too much gold. But gold, in its monoatomic state, is the cell life upon which DRIAs, which perfect the cell and hold the blueprint, the DNA, are in a structuring. You need it, even in this substance that we are just trying to make available that can both purify a glass of water and get these trace minerals into you. I am not in any way adverse to colloidal silver. It is the best antibiotic that was ever, ever given except for colloidal gold. And you have a young man dying over here from the bin sanitation area who has pneumonic plague. And he's going to die. You always wait and see. And there is no way that you can get in there with colloidal silver and you could have him up on his feet in one day. That, to me, is an atrocity. You would wipe out all AIDS virus. Wipe it out. If it were available to all ones. But the government wants to kill off the what they call the useless eaters, the deviants. And I want you to think about that a minute, that a Barney Frank would want to kill off the gays in San Francisco. Just chew that one for a while. There are reasonable lifestyles. There are damaging lifestyles. I don't need to get on a preacher's coat to tell you the difference. You can choose up your own lifestyle. What I'm telling you is that this planet is going to be depopulated, and this is the way they're doing it. And over again, things are coming to the surface that you can latch onto because they stick out there in front of you. Oh, a new disease. No, you have only old diseases. You have new tampering. And you have built up a resistance. And every day now you're going to get it. Things that were healing, some forms of HIV, are no longer being taken out as of this week. A resistant strain You have no treatment. Yes, you do, in its simplest form. You just can't have it. And most will denounce it and deny it, and so those flakes over there. So we're not in the business. Listen to me. We're not in the business. But we need available to our people the ability to save their own lives to get their job done. And that's where you fit. And it's wrenching to realize that you have one silver coin, one gold coin, and a little bit of hydrogen peroxide, and you've got it. Even more if you electrically get it, and you can get it by taking an electrode on a hydrostatic device. And I'm probably mispronouncing or misgiving you the information. I'm talking about a diode or an electrode and equipped to be able to put in water. That's my hydro. You can wire, or you can just put your electrode or diode down to the coin. Or you can get those kinds of electrodes, and you can utilize Bob's equipment with static electricity to colloidalize from the very coins. You don't have to make any big cotton picking deal of it. You're in a state of evolution. And a lot of your planet, I'm talking about a lot of your planet, is going to be killed off. Well, why don't I do something about it? It's not my job. Well, that's a cop-out. No, I'm not allowed to interfere with your free will dabbling. And I don't want to. I don't want most of what you've got on your planet in my space. Now, that's just flat the way it is. I don't want, for instance, you're going to recognize some names. Now, I don't want a Bill Cooper who calls my secretary a slimy puke, because he may perceive that this slimy puke has used some of his intelligence, his great wisdom. He's a liar. Has he done some of the things that he touts? Yes. There's a lot of truth. I dedicated a book to Bill Cooper for what he represented at the time. But even lies about his status and his position. Why? He lies about his relationship with Jesus Christ. He's an alcoholic. Is there anything wrong with being an alcoholic? No. But you don't get up there and say, I'm born again, and then use my information and then accuse me of plagiarism. Now, I'm very happy to work with ones like Bill Cooper. I'm very happy to work with ones like Bo Greitz. Bo Greitz just simply still sees 12-foot lizards. And we'll get to that subject in the next writing. I don't give up easy either. Bo Greitz still has a great contribution, and he can talk Noah's Ark for all of you people who want to go live on a mountain. But he wants to. I advocate even more strenuously than he that you get yourselves prepared. But you better do it not with spikes and wooden swords and guns. You better do it by growing spelt and lentils in something that gives you substance. And stop the quarreling over who I might be. If you've got evil bastards around, you are going to have God's people there giving you an opportunity. And sometimes I look around and I also wonder why. Well, that's part of your right. You better go on. I'm going to get off and 8 o'clock will come. And
in 1949, only 5 counties had wheat as high as 15% protein. Almost the entire state wheat crop had dropped below 13%, and most of it was below 12%. U.S. wheat averages 8 to 12% now, about half what it ought to be. The best land in the Corn Belt produces wheat around 15%. We are being robbed of our food supply by our profit-hungry financial rulers and the government they have bought and paid for. So Johnny can't read, crime's on a rampage, the cost of disease is staggering, absenteeism from the workplace is 14% in the auto industry, the Army can't use half its applicants because of physical or mental reasons, etc. Year by year, as the last of the soil minerals disappear, our strength and vitality are being thrown away. What better example than the 35 million of us who are handicapped by arthritis? Basically, the problem is that one member of the body, such as bone or muscle, rubs against an adjacent member without sufficient lubricant between them. The body's mucus is supposed to do this job. However, if the intake of zinc is too little, the mucus will lose its lubricity and viscosity and turn to the consistency of water. End of quoting.
Let's move along. Is there anything else coming up there that looks interesting?
Well, yeah, you're going to speak here, and this is the best part.
Well, let's hear my words of wisdom.
This is such a small example that I am all but embarrassed to leave it at this point, but you ones have to get interested and have to get truthfully informed. For instance, we have the farm wherein we try to grow some spelta. It seems to be against all odds just to return to the whole crop once grown in Mesopotamia as a gift unto mankind.
No. I've already talked about it, so move on. See if there's anything that...
Did you wish me to go to the other writing then?
Maybe so. I want to get on with Pleiades.
Well...
And so do you, so I...
If I might, then I'll skip a page or two about Grandma.
Yeah, please. Let's skip Grandma.
Better go down here.
Okay. I think we are... Under the heading of Receivers and Channels, there is a resurrection of Pleiadian encounters of which I am interrogated constantly as to what is real and what is false. I am mostly finding it centered around old Billy Meyer material and current writers, investigators. You can know the difference in receivers and viewers by the facts. The pictures are the same, no matter where they are supposed to originate. I need to tell you some hard facts here and now. Billy's place was taken over by runners of the Semyazis Silver Star Center. There has been no valid interchange with anyone, especially the Pleiadians, since. Billy was badly damaged and never recovered.
Let me tell you just a little story. Do you know who runs the Semyazi Silver Star Center? One of the ones who is a major operator of that center is the very woman who shot at Billy 3 times trying to kill him. Now, I think that's strange. Billy was also knocked down in his bathtub, and he hit his head very, very hard. We almost lost him. This has been 10 years ago. Almost a decade. Billy lost almost all of his ability to speak English. To translate. You don't even know if you have the same Billy Meyer. You can bet pretty much that you don't, without even going farther and without any insight from me. He had a bunch of wonderful pictures that were given to him, and there was a reason they were given to him in that location. And it's all going to go along with world affairs and the pulling out of Pleiadians with their association with the Germans when the reptilians came in. And I don't want you going ape over reptilians and seeing snakes wobbling around like so. Remember the old serpent people? Well, they come with creation on a planet. They seem to always show up. So we're going to just kind of pass on by that for this moment. I want you to know that Billy Meyer was a contact. Quit making it into something else. He had a lot of pictures. He had a lot of capabilities, and a lot of things were going to be done. And not the least of which, working on one of the major projects, was your own Wally Gentleman. But my goodness, everybody was tangled up in it. And everybody hurt everybody else. Britt and Lee Elders were into it. Wendell Stevens was into it. George Green was into it. And George was going to foot the bill for a motion picture and all of these wonderful things. What he did was, I don't know. I haven't seen them. I've seen some of them. Billy Meyer said everybody, they took his picture. Somebody took his pictures. And he was only left with a few. I find it very, very interesting that Mr. Green will get up on national, international radio or television and say, I have over 1,200 different pictures from Billy Meyer. Does that strike anybody as strange?
George.
Well, you're going to find that George is getting his, too. Man, they've got him under such surveillance that there will often be five of those black choppers over his house. Now, that's not my doing. I want, right now, on record, that is not my doing. Okay, go on.
There is no contact yet in the U.S. from the persons who worked originally with Billy. Dormer received a couple of times from our beautiful commander from the sector, but as you get further from the original encounters, the stories get more and more wild. The presence of Ascot, for instance, is totally misrepresented. Commander Ascot was and is from the Dal universe, and as it is recognized by and through her visits, almost all of the pictures, save one, of Ascot, is of a model in Munich, Germany.
And any of you listening to Fatah had better really watch out.
Pleiadians. I come by way of the Pleiadian system. I am an etheric teacher who experiences as commander of the Pleiadian fleet. My name will vary because I was stationed on a planet in the Pleiades system called Haton. By all references, my name is a universal label for Aton, which is in honor of what is recognized as the One Light. You, as Earth human extraction or lineage, are originated in physical form, as are the humans from the system of Pleiades. Pleiades constellation is far larger than your own solar system, so how think you that you can take someone from Venus, Pluto, or Mars and have identical humanoids as Earthians? Actually, you misspeak when you call Earth Earth. It is labeled Shan. You take a generic term, Earth, and have made it your title. This is fine for identification until you get in the cosmos and find you have no identity by that tag. Back quite a ways, please. There were some major visits by Pleiadians well known to various planetary nobility and political figures, political circles for all the centuries of your civilizations. There were other alien visitors also, with far different intent and goals, as always happens with a third-dimensional physical manifestation. I won't go back so far as the origin of your species. Let us just go back to before World War II. Things were very bad for you on the globe. You were already having massive wars and were moving into cosmic damaging debacles, all funded and run by the elite one world order of Luciferian bankers. This is not the time or space to take all the story out of context and present it here, or we would have more and bigger misperception of information than has just been through Grandma. The Pleiadians met with the leaders of both sides of the conflict. Technology was already available through the work and scientific presentations of such as Walter Russell, who understood the meaning of light and God projection manifestation. Nikola could take the information and produce anything. This meant the elite could blow away the world because they are the ones, mostly through J.P. Morgan, who confiscated the scientific work of Tesla. There were many early meetings and continuing meetings with the elite and others by our team. Finally, since the real perpetrators of World War II were the so-called Allies, you, while you nice citizens were in a patriotic frenzy doing yourselves in, we were also meeting with and through the Pleiades ambassadors, for lack of a better description, and myself with several of our local commanders, with the Germans, who are, in their undiluted race, directly from Pleiades. I have no interest here in satisfying the myriad questions which stem from this statement. However, many meetings were held with one you call Adolf Hitler. Good or bad is not in point here as to the man. The man, in fact, was not what he has been presented to be to you. There were agreements made and contracts drawn to assist in bringing peaceful evolvement through understanding technology already available to you and about to blow you away for lack of ability for containment. We offered design and technology utilizing harmless material created through the use of light, electromagnetic systems, and generally things of peace. We offered growing technology or synthesis methods so that you could reclaim an already deteriorating species and replenish the growing fields, relieve overpopulation by opening more abundance of the right kind and opening up other places for your inhabitation. We were doing some very fine things with both Germany and Russia. The United States and America basically declined participation because of the adversarial hierarchy in control of America. The Bolsheviks had moved to take control of America, and especially the United States, which was set forth for the head of this New World Order government, which would become the United Nations. But back to participation from space aliens. There were many meetings and many agreements, all of which were broken by the elite in the United States. Finally, as progression was being made in understanding and technology, the already present aliens moved in. Not only were they accepted, but Germany did in fact withdraw from agreements and contracts with the Pleiadians and become a full working community with the so-called reptilians. Now don't go berserk about the word reptilian, which you think of as a lizard or a snake, for you will be wrong. This group has always been proud and are of the origin of those who call themselves the Serpent People, as the Khazarians took the religion of the Judeans. Note that the Mishpuka of the Mishnah religion are not Jews racially. They are the self-styled elite from all or any races with one purpose in intent, and that is to take control of your world and the universe if they could do so. Well, they can't because Creator controls the universe and you are allowed total freedom of choice and action on your little corner of the universe, but not in the universe. I suggest as you look at what you have accomplished on your planet that it becomes quite obvious as to why. Anyway, back in Germany, the agreements were broken and the Pleiadians backed away, taking the technology as to light thrust and intergalactic universal capability of transfer with them. They also hold the truth of recorded fact of historical makeup of your globe. The enemy came as the stopover from Orion and places such. They had sent their big guns to connect with the already present groups on the planet. But the secrets of light propulsion and higher frequencies of thought travel were never revealed. You never, at that time, got past the nuclear-type systems. That is why the scientists were shifted out of Russia and Germany and brought to the United States headquarters prior to the end of the war. They worked in places such as Montauk, etc. The Pleiadians continue to monitor and remain a presence, but only as watchers, because you are a free will civilization. You then branched out into thought control, and it is finally unacceptable. Why? Because you began to manufacture life forms, and then you accomplished the ability to destroy or breed out soul. This is a no-no. Every civilization who has accomplished this capability is in the hands of evil and organized satanic rule, and it is not acceptable. Short of destroying the order of the universe in cosmic terms, you are allowed to play out your illusion, but it is certainly not okay. The little grays are a simple cloning process of visitors originally from the reticulum system. Whatever you have heard, they are not on your place to upgrade their species. No self-respecting anything would come to a primitive species to upgrade anything. I am not a reptilian of any kind, and ones who are so egotistical as to refuse to demand God clear space are not hearing from me. If they are confronting a 9 to a 12 foot lizard or serpent, are there those entities? Yes, indeed, but they are now restricted to your globe or atmosphere and get no further than outer galactic reaches. We no longer allow them, once exposed to your place, re-entry into the open cosmic highways. You people have dumped DNA garbage into your low-level orbiting circles, which would shock you at the least. You have even dumped stuff that has produced life forms, i.e. snake-looking creatures who can actually exist in life form in space. Your species have now spread out your corruption to the reaches of nearby planets and your moon globe. You are, however, in isolation. You cannot go beyond your system, and you cannot even probe your own system. You are locked in your little prison of your own making. I have no input as to your opinion of me or my team. What you think is not my business. I effort to bring you truth and give you guidance concepts which can move you individually within the lighted corridors. I have no interest in further interchange. You are created by Creator Source, and when the play is over, the game ends. I will bring my people home, no more and no less. And after the adversary of God destroys to the point of no return, you will, some of you, continue to try and reestablish pods of civilization. Those who think they will escape the end of God's plan by elaborate physical bastions and bunkers are stupid and robotic imbeciles. All we have to do is pull your power plug, good buddies. You are like a computerized robot out of control, but without power you cannot function. One switch will accomplish a total shutdown electrically and electronically of your entire globe. The little pods on other orbs are even more simple to shut down. Is this immoral? Come now. Is it immoral to turn off your toaster gone berserk? Your learned perception, as taught to you by your own puppet masters, is incorrect. You are people of the lie. Evil will not be brought into the functioning soul-occupied places of Creator of Perfection. Souls who survive will be placed appropriately, no more, no less. Simply transitioning does not put you with God. Those of evil intent and progression know well where they will be, and it will be without the presence of God. Your choice. I write this today because I want it to begin to be understood that my mission is not to turn around the U.S., regain a constitution, or any such thing. My mission is to show you the way and let you make it or break it, so to speak. I am no one's personal guru to sort out your thoughts about anything except God and truth. There are people who will be coming into your circles who can participate and who are willing to open minds and deeds to understand, really comprehend the truth. They are also willing to listen to and investigate that which may well turn out to be false, but they will come to no differences. You are now moving into the final stages of a totally mind-controlled world. You, however, by some of you waking up to the local problems, are beginning to see possibilities and are reaching out further in an effort to grasp that which went wrong. You are finding disappointments all along the eye-opening way, in religions especially, which are now taken totally by the controllers to disable you mentally. You expect raptures and you come to Easter to now celebrate death in the most satanic ritual ever presented to you. And what do? You worship it. You don't even recognize the differences in the printed words offered in your Bible of the Son of Man being deathed and then after 3 days arising. How do you count Friday evening to Sunday morning? I see a day and a half at best. Easter itself is the pronunciation of the name Ishtar and is a celebration of evil. Far more factual is the Jewish celebration of Passover and Seder, both being a total celebration of blood ritual and death. You are as a species in the midst of a total famine. Famine itself is not necessarily a lack of stuff to eat. You have so destroyed and demineralized your foods that you're starving to death, have no resistance to invaders of any kind, and continue the spiral. Your growing fields are now barren and poisoned. Oh, you grow stuff, but it is all but worse than nothing. I care not whether you eat white bread or cake. One has no more than the other. You don't want to change.
That's why Dharma got muffins there in between.
You don't want change. You don't want to be bothered from your zombie walk. You continue to beat, blast, and kill the messengers. So, good luck. We are on standby for our people, and we offer the records of your historical debacles while offering you the truth of your being. We are at war with no one. We expect agreements to be honored because we need to make passage or placement for remnant humanity. And so it shall be, or there will be consequences of a most untoward manner for elite criminals. Relative to the overall status, it is a mere nothing. In fact, you of the One Worlders will look good, and we will leave you alone. Have I given up on the possibility of salvation of a planet? No, I don't have to concern with such a thing, for salvation is that which is individual at best. I don't even have wishes to contain you, for I know that if your armies venture into our territory, you will simply vanish from the universe. Can we cohabit with you? No, I don't need to nor want to. And the Pleiadian brothers are going to probably simply take you offshore and hold, or if necessary, rehabilitate you to one of their suitable places. A place has been prepared for you. Some of you will stay put because there is need for that, and some will be required for seeing through the time of tribulations greater than now. I see no intent of the elite satanic troopers to pull back in any measure whatsoever, and now the satanic factions are getting into pretty full-blown confrontation with one another. You are, however, as the enemy of me, going to leave my people alone. This had better be well understood. I further expect the methods of making that transition in some semblance of industrial production and such to be forthcoming, according to agreements. The U.S. has a possibility of turning the government structure back into a constitutional system, but not by the routing of a Washington district of unabashed criminals. We are quite content to leave you of the order quite alone. Very alone, alone, alone. I do expect a return back to my people of that which you have allowed to be taken and the contractual agreements kept in order to keep me out of your proverbial hair. You of the elite sorely try my patience. As for local, I see more weeks pass and nothing really done on cases. You are running out of time to get anything accomplished either way. The cyclic evolution or simply earth changes are not going to await lawyers. Now get your property rights set to order in the idiot circus of judicial injustice cleared away. 7 years is quite long enough to allow the criminals to go without recourse, save legal fees and on into infinity quarreling.